Oh. Oh, shoot. Love you guys. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, LKN. 7:06 and 26 seconds. Can't lie about it. Can't lie about it because on WSIC News, all the social platforms, if you're looking at the video stream, Bill has embedded a time code. I got called out yesterday.
Oh, you did.
I did. I have to issue an editorial correction for yesterday.
All right. What is it?
At one point, I said 8:18. It was indeed not 8:18. If you go back to the video yesterday, again, you can do that on all the social platforms, wherever you get your videos online. You'll see it was 8:17 and 57 seconds.
Oh, man.
I've brought shame to my family.
We need a retraction. This is the official retraction.
Deserving the death of a samurai.
Do you know how they do it?
Do you know how they?
I mean, it just death. It sounds intense.
They just get rid of themselves. They know when to remove themselves from the equation.
Sword. Yes. That's what you're doing.
Is that where
morning.
That came from?
Possibly.
Happy Friday, by the way. What you got there with the whip on top?
Okay, so here's what happened. I feel like a real jerk this morning carrying this around. Especially with our guest OptiHealth Lake Norman.
Oh, wow.
For your optimal health, as I walk in with my giant coffee with whipped cream.
Iced coffee, double the sugar, please.
I don't even know what else is on top of it. So usually I order through the app for my coffee.
Okay.
This morning I got in the car, no gas. Like, none.
You didn't call the fuel guys or whatever that delivered?
Yeah, I didn't get enough have enough time at 7:55
What was their name again? I can't remember their name.
I forgot what their name was already.
Oh, gosh. That's trouble.
I'll find them. I bookmarked them on Instagram. So I had to go through the drive-thru to get it. And so I just ordered my normal coffee. But apparently, this is it in its original form with whipped cream and
it's got to be cinnamon on top, right?
Cinnamon
sugar?
Yeah, because I do get like a cinnamon flavor in my coffee. So I think it's cinnamon and caramel on top.
Ooh.
And whipped cream. So.
A little Dunkin' action, though.
Yeah, a little Dunkin' action.
So again, and I just want to confirm, we're still doing the same thing. You're utilizing the app. You're arriving.
Usually, this morning, I just drove through.
Oh, you did a normal drive-thru?
Yeah, because of the gas situation, because I got, I didn't have enough time to, like, pre-order it, because I was sitting there pumping gas.
Did you just say that you got confused because of the gas situation? Is that what you were
going
to say?
I mean, there's just too many things going on this morning.
I was confused. I didn't have gas. I didn't feel like getting out. So how was your experience on a regular drive-thru?
Well, this is what I end up with on a regular drive-thru.
So more dangerous?
Yeah, when I cannot customize it exactly like I like it. So that's why I like the app, because I can say, you put one pump of this flavor, one pump of this flavor, this kind of milk, this much ice. You can't do that. I mean, you can, but you feel like a jerk whenever you say it to the drive-thru person.
Do you think that the workers of Dunkin' were excited that they wasn't an app order? Because they probably get a lot of app orders. Is it to the point now where these restaurants and places are people that work there? Are they excited to actually talk to real human beings? Have we done too much with AI, Mamie?
I don't think so.
Not even close?
No.
Plenty of room
left. Don't like talking to people. You ever tried to call a Gen Z?
They're not into talking.
They don't want to talk to anybody.
The text messages work, though.
Text, yes. But actually, like, talking, because...
Communicating.
Katie, like, her phone, I can still control it with my phone as long as I'm paying for it. I decided that I can still have access to her.
Sure.
Well, control as in, like, how often she can spend time on apps, and I can just shut the whole thing down, except for phone calls for emergencies, right?
Sounds just like the government.
So if she's acting up, well, your phone's locked is what I'll say.
Sorry.
It's really not. She can make phone calls.
Not your Bitcoin.
But she's like, nobody talks on the phone anymore. And I was like, well, you should act right then.
Because that's your only option.
Because I used to get grounded from the phone.
Oh, yeah. That was what it was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, no phone for a week.
The landline phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you'd fall asleep on with, like, your friend, and then you hear the dial-up internet.
Yeah.
In the background? Is that the dial? That was the dial-up internet.
That's very close to how it sounds.
That's my impersonation of dial-up internet.
That was really good. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, she's, I don't even know how we got on that subject. But, yeah, Gen Zs don't like to talk on the phone.
I think it started with
my coffee is
sugar substance
very
on the
top. Sugary, so it's going to be a great show.
Dunkin' doesn't give you the jitters. Because, that's why I don't drink Starbucks. I can't drink Starbucks. It gives me the jitters. It's too much.
No, but I couldn't drink more than one of these a day. Like, I couldn't have multiple.
Oh, you would cap at one.
Yeah, I can't have more than one cup of coffee a day. Now, cheer ones, keep them coming. I don't know. My body's adapted.
That sugar is different than this sugar.
It's different. That sugar and caffeine just...
I would imagine cheer one uses about the purest sugar you can.
I'm guessing it does, yeah.
All right. We got word of the day coming up at 7:15. We got Jeff is not here today because it's Good Friday. He's off. So guess who's on
traffic? You?
Guess who's on traffic report duty?
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Your boy here.
Just letting you guys know.
Make no guarantees.
A lot of people are off today for Good Friday.
Yeah. So I imagine most people will just be the traffic from your bed to the throne to the kitchen.
That's
what we'll there's a few landmines in between. Probably some wild animals that you'll come across and have to tame. Maybe even a tumbleweed or two, depending on your floors this morning. You know, you never know. It's a struggle to keep up with everything. You know, life is busy these days.
It is a struggle to keep up with.
Seems like it just continues on. Don't know what your plans are for Easter, but hope you have a great one. So a lot of popular things is the sunrise service.
Correct.
I can't get up that early.
Did you go to those growing up, though?
Yeah, we went as a kid, for sure. We would go to Ramsey Creek almost every year.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of times. And yeah, it's great being out there for the sunrise. We're going to try the Saturday evening this year with the kids.
Okay.
5-year-old, 3-year-old. They have the whole Easter egg hunt Saturday night, do the service Sunday.
Just chill at home.
Jesus still loves me if I go on Saturday rather than Sunday.
That's right.
That's the best part.
That's right. That's good.
How about you? Besides Rob's golf adventures, are you going to go golfing with Rob on this weekend at all or no? Because it's going to be beautiful.
It's going to be a beautiful weekend. No, I'm probably going to enjoy the lake this weekend, though. Like, get the
like
kayak.
Like, go on
out,
it?
Get the kayak out, probably.
Lake.
Yeah. Lake Cornelius?
Lake Corntown.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
100%. You think I'm putting that kayak on my car and driving it somewhere? Have you met me?
I would be interested to see you, like, hoist it up there or Rob just, like, kind of...
Now, Rob.
Liver King that
one
thing?
One arm. Yeah.
For sure.
No problem.
Or just, you can put it in the back seat and have it hang. It's not that far of a drive for you. You're like 2 miles down on Catawba.
I'm all about ease, convenience.
You can see driving down through your neighborhood to the entrance and just whacking the mailboxes as you go.
I mean, I even got a trolley so that from my house to the lake, which is not far, you can see it.
You don't hoist it over your head and carry it down like that? You've got a trolley?
I've got a trolley, yes.
Is it a self-use trolley? Like you could do it like one person?
Yeah, so that I don't have to get any help either.
Is this your first kayaking of the year?
This would be the first one of the year, yeah. First one of 2024.
Are you a good kayaker?
Yes. Very good.
Oh, wow.
Do you get into the white water stuff?
No, I'm not going to do that.
I'm with you then.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm just there for
we should
for
kayak
the,
together. I got a paddle board.
Formed.
I'm all about just the, you know, putting around the lake. I don't want to go fast.
Right.
I'm a strong putter. I can do that.
That's what I'm all about. So when
keep
I'm
keep it at that speed?
Well, and Lake Cornelius, you know, I can do the whole outside of it.
Just a little perimeter sweep.
Hour and a half, maybe. Easy.
Bill stands on the paddleboard. I can't do the stand.
I can't
for too
do
long.
The paddleboard. I don't have enough core strength or something. I don't know.
But we're getting out there for sure.
I can't do the knees on the paddle. I can do standing for a little bit. I definitely can't do that. You know, some people sit on their knees and do the paddleboarding. Mm-hmm. The knees game. That's tough.
I don't know. That takes a lot of strength to do the paddleboarding.
It's core. It's definitely core.
It's core, yeah. I don't
but the sitting, the sitting then becomes about your motion with the paddle. You know what I mean? Like it's
correct.
That's why
you gotta get wider, wide grip.
Yeah. I'm good at kayaking. It's still, I mean, you're still pretty sore after.
Oh yeah.
You know, a couple hours.
Still sneaky muscles. Mm-hmm.
Do you have the double paddle?
Yes.
The double.
The double paddle.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's important. You know, these are the accessories that come with life.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I've got the waterproof phone case. So if you drop your phone, it'll float. Got all the things.
Is that this one? Loopy?
No, I have to put.
Oh, this is not water. Loopies are not waterproof.
Not waterproof.
Good to know. Just like you shouldn't stare into the sun during the solar eclipse.
Not at all.
We're not going to do that.
Sound advice.
Opta Health LKN, 7:30. Excited to hang out with them. We're going to have Joe Berg from Studio A at 8:30. And I'll get you your traffic report here soon. And it is titillating.
And I'm looking forward to that.
You should really stick around to hear what the crazy gang of three have to say next. Good morning, LKN, on WSIC. Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good Morning LKN. It's a Good Friday, and Jeff is off today, but we still have to get a look at the streets. Oh.
Maybe.
Sometimes. I mean, at some point, we probably will. It just depends on certain factors. RideiCats.com, alternative transportation. $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You do it with Jeff in the HOV lane. Jeff, good morning to you.
Hey, Justin, good to see you out there. Everything's going great. There's no issues to report. There's no accidents. I'm absolutely loving everything flowing this morning. Disappointed about Chapel Hill last night. Spoiler alert, they didn't win.
Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate that. Appreciate that insight. Glad things are going safe. Any big plans for the weekend?
Just hanging out. Happy Easter.
All right, Jeff. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you at 8:15. All right, bye. RideICATS.com, alternative transportation. Today would be the day. Don't know, actually. This is a good question. You should call ICATS and find out. Mm-hmm. Fridays, usually they go to Hickory. And it's only $1 to get picked up from your front door in Irondale County, driven to Hickory. You do your thing in Hickory. You figure out your stuff. Then ICATS drives you back for only $1 to your front door.
That's amazing.
It's a killer deal. Yeah. So thank you again, Jeff. We'll get a look at the streets again at 8:15. But now on to more pressing matters.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Word of the day!
Good morning to all, and good Friday to all. Today's word of the day, presented by Merlefest. Merlefest, April the 25th through the 28th, up there at Wilkes Community College. We will see you there. You got anybody lined up for me?
I mean, there's definitely a lineup. And to be honest,
there's 100% a lineup.
Well, because there's 100 people.
Yeah.
There's 100
just performing.
Acts. You know, today, it's similar to yesterday, you know, there's just the ones that really stand out if I
right.
think about greatness mm-hmm. at Merlefest. Pixie and the Partygrass Boys, probably one of the top.
Yes.
Rhone Street Ramblers.
Rhone Street Ramblers.
Close top
I
as
like
well.
It. Yeah, no, I like it.
So, Merlefest, April 25th through the 28th.
Excellent. Today's word of the day is braggadocio.
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 Is that an English word?
Braggadocio.
Yeah, what
it's Italian of descent.
Okay.
Braggadocio. Hold on.
It's not braggadocious.
He's got to listen to it again on Google.
Okay.
He's making
No, I'm right. I'm good. I'm good.
Braggadocious.
It's a noun.
Right. You spend the whole morning with this word, and then the moment comes, and then you're like, you start second guessing. It's a long one.
Justin would say the accent the other way.
Right. We're dealing with the noun here today, ladies and gentlemen.
Person, place, or thing.
Yes. So let's see. For those following along at home, it's BRAGGADOCIO, braggadocio.
Don't be a braggadocio. Or do I want to be a braggadocio?
It depends. You want to have a little bit of it in you, but not too much.
Mm.
Is the root word bragging, like bragging about yourself? Is that the
braggacious?
The definition's in the word?
Yes, I'll say that. Yes. Yeah. Trying to say yes without saying yes, but yes.
Kind of, sort of, maybe yes.
His braggadocio.
Say yes by not saying yes. Can I go? Yeah, sorry.
His braggadocio hid the fact that he felt personally inadequate. Oh.
His confidence, maybe?
His swagacious
swagger,
crustiness.
Swagger, maybe.
His That'd swagger is bragger.
Braggadocio, here's the def, the definition.
Give me the def.
I'll give you the def.
I'm going to need
I'll give you the
def.
Whole Megillah about braggadocio.
Give
say,
me the Megillah of including that. The def. Def included.
Gotcha. Braggadocio refers to the brash and self-confident boasting. That is the annoying or exaggerated talk of someone who is trying to sound very proud or brave. So yes, I would say bragging, yeah. Do you have a question, Justin?
Question.
yes. Are you about to say crusty?
No, I'm not. It's more so of trying to learn about grammar. Is this a noun?
It sounds like an adjective.
It sounds
it?
A little descriptive.
You can take it up with...
I'll take it up with Webster.
Or Merriam.
I'll square
up with
Webster.
No, you don't want problems with Merriam.
I'll square up with Webster just like I do Krispy Kreme. I got no problem. If they're writing dictionaries wrong right now and they're messing with kids like that, we got problems. Mm-hmm. Nouns aren't adjectives, and we need to respect that.
Yeah, no, it's a noun.
Okay.
They say.
Can I conjugate it?
No. Right, Mamie?
Then it's not a noun.
No, you can't conjugate a noun.
Can't conjugate a noun.
I'd like to have an English teacher.
But I can conjugate
someday.
It, aka it's not a noun.
You cannot conjugate it.
Braggadociocious.
Sounds like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious is what it makes me think of.
No, but you could, if you say the word,
just because you say it doesn't mean it's a word. Do you understand?
Who makes these rules? It's, who's the gatekeeper?
Every word is made up at some point.
That's it.
So, yes.
We've done that even when we talked about like curse words before, right?
Right. Right.
Like you could say five different words that in your mind and your heart mean the same exact thing.
Correct.
I could say Pepsi, but you don't know what that means to me.
Yeah.
Right.
So when I was a kid,
I could say braggadocio.
We would get in trouble. We couldn't say things like stupid, dumb.
Those are naughty words. Don't say those.
We weren't allowed to say those to each other. No, we couldn't say those. No, we couldn't. We couldn't say those to each other.
So you're just saying for reference for the words that you're not allowed to say.
For reference, the words that we were not allowed to say as a kid to my sisters and I, we weren't allowed to say. Now, there was a lady in our church that grew up very Southern Baptist church. The old.
You're Southern?
Very. the old bulletins in. You
one
know,
pagers.
Southern Baptist Church. Sure. Oh, no. We had trifolds. All the information.
Grandma's in the back creasing them.
Yeah. Oh, we had a grandma who, me, me in the back creasing them, folding the bulletins. And so they would always put the shut-in list or like whoever's sick. And there was a lady on the list one day. Her name was Dorcas Howard. That's her first Strong. And last name. We adopted that as our insult name because Dorcas. Mm-hmm. Dorcas is a real name. It's from the Bible, too.
Is it?
We didn't know that, though.
No.
No. So, yes, we would call people Dorcas Howard if they were being silly, whatever that was. That ended
Does
up
Does that continue on today, Dorcas?
Yeah. Don't be a Dorcas Howard. Yeah, we use that all the time.
Oh, wow.
Sisters and I.
That's a family thing? I'm going to know that if I ever get invited to Thanksgiving.
It's an inside joke. Oh, you come. You know what? Just bring more people. We won't even know who else is there. We got
See,
so
y'all are about that.
Us.
I put caps on the number of people coming to my house.
There's just so many of us. You just add
three.
Two or three more. Yeah. You add two, three more, we won't even notice.
Just pile in? Is that yeah. How it goes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, when you got 20 in my house, what's three more?
What about Sasquatch? Would you invite Sasquatch?
Probably not.
Didn't they find him? Didn't you find the article where they actually found Sasquatch?
This is one that Rob is very passionate about.
Oh, Rob's? This is Rob's.
This is Rob's.
Okay.
Yes. He sent it to me last week, and he needs to know our opinion on this. So this guy is in Washington State, yes, and he calls the sheriff's office.
Just out of nowhere.
Well, he had a reason for calling the sheriff's office, but they didn't answer.
Okay.
Because they were busy probably solving crimes. And
Doing stuff.
So he left a message, and it's just, I'll be coming to the area mid-April. I want to hunt in your area. I have my hunting license, and I want to know, with my hunting license, is it legal for me to kill Sasquatch? What do you think?
I mean, it's trying times. You know, the EPA is heavily involved in quite a few things going on right now. Whether or not they would approve a Sasquatchination, I don't know about that. It probably depends on what season we're in. You know, right now, if he's going in spring, probably has a better chance of it being okay than, let's say, like winter, because of, like, you know, Squatch Nation's hibernation tactics.
Yeah. You think spring's a better time for Sasquatch hunting?
Yeah, I think that's a likely just more acceptable culturally. I think, Bill, is that a fair?
Yeah, I personally would rather, if I'm going to hunt Sasquatch, which I don't know, I'm still in the air if I'm for or against any of that.
It's a fair point. Is Sasquatch, is he human?
So that's the question.
Right?
Right. If he's part human, part animal, then the murder. And that's what he wanted to know. But then he also said, because he's a nice guy, he wouldn't shoot any female Sasquatch.
He's checking?
He's a good guy.
Do they
I don't
check
know.
First, shoot later?
I don't know how you know.
Have we confirmed they have the same?
On the screen right now, male or female?
You got to turn around, Mavis.
I'm going male with that one.
Female.
That's female.
Yeah, I was going to say female.
And he ended the
Strong
call.
Strong goat hairs on that
Yeah,
one.
You can tell by the chin hair is a little light colored. And the lips is kind of the main giveaway.
Little lipstick
the
on.
Lighter shade?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he said if he didn't hear from somebody, he'll just, you know, figure it out himself. Yeah. So he left the message.
At least he checked in with them.
He checked. Right.
They can't say he didn't ask.
And so the sheriff just told him to call the wildlife. Like whoever handles the wildlife area there, they just pass it off to whoever's next.
They probably have a protocol by now, right? Sasquatch has been around a while. They probably have a protocol of what to do in those scenarios.
Probably.
Not for catching. No one's caught them yet.
Well, the official statement finally from Stephen County
yeah.
that in Washington State was that there's probably not any Sasquatch because it would have probably gotten hit by a car.
Dang.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Sasquatch can't understand modern technology? Didn't adapt.
No, didn't adapt. No.
Wow.
That's just like one of the most, I don't know. There's always the, in Shelby, it's called Nobby. That's what we call the Bigfoot character in Shelby.
Nobby.
Uh-huh.
That's like Normie.
Like Normie, yeah. Yeah, so we have
Normie's a fish.
Normie's real, though.
That, too.
That, too. Yeah, Normie's real, though.
Do you think he looks like the Loch Ness Monster?
No.
Normie?
No.
Like, does he have the neck, like dragon style?
I got a picture of him on my Instagram.
I know.
Remember from the...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, remember? No.
But did he have the long neck?
He's got a long neck. He looks more like Pete's Dragon, I think, than... remember Pete's Dragon?
I'm familiar. That was actually one of my top movies of all time.
Love that movie.
That makes sense.
The original.
Yeah.
The new one's okay.
No, the new one's not good. The original's
okay,
fantastic.
You said it. It's not good.
It's fantastic.
I mean, I'll watch it, but it's not good.
There's no singing and dancing in it. How can it be good?
Yeah.
Yeah, Justin, how could it be good?
I actually made it better.
I did like that part of it.
We got OptiHealth LKN coming in here.
Yeah, we do.
OptiHealthLKN.com. We're about to get healthy with this Dunkin' Frappalatte going on in this place.
I don't
place
even know
right
what
now.
I'm drinking this morning.
That's okay. Optimize your health.
Right.
OptiHealth LKN. We'll chat with them. Never mind. Had some other things, but...
Not going to do anything else?
I don't know.
Teacher of the Month selection. Coming.
Got to do that.
That's coming.
Coming.
It's coming
wow.
today.
That's a big day.
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. That morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:33. Happy Friday to you. Happy Good Friday to you. We're joined by OptiHealth LKN. Now, Mike and Stacy join us. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us. This is great.
So let's berate Mamie for a second here. So this Dunkin' cup here, is this to be healthy? Is this okay in moderation? Are we allowed to say that with this? Or is this pretty rough? No.
It's not good. I know. I'm sorry. I
don't think we'll go there this
time. There we go. All right. OptiHealth LKN. You guys service all of Lake Norman. Is that fair to say? Or...
You bet.
Beyond.
Yeah, sure. We'd love to.
And you've got offices locally here. Tell us about kind of y'all's brick and mortar setup and that kind of thing first.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So we're up, we're in Mooresville, near the Lowe's YMCA. We've got a big facility there and that's where we run everything out of. And so far that's our only facility. So maybe you're, being prophetic, and we'll have
you never know.
You never know.
A lot of development, you know, everywhere. Right. So, all right. Well, then let's talk a little bit about the services that OptiHealth offers, and then I want to get into the story of OptiHealth. If I go to OptiHealthLKN.com, I see a list of things here, and I'm going to read these out loud because I don't think these are normal, everyday health terms that the average person hears. That's
You're
just
right.
my opinion.
True.
Wellness. Modalities? Am I saying that right?
Modalities.
See, This is why we do Word of the Day. Coaching, health optimization testing, brain health, acupuncture, IV therapy, neuromuscular massage. That seems pretty specialized. Am I wrong in saying that?
There are several things that are specialized, but we can really address anybody's health needs in one spot.
So what's the core of what you guys do?
No, we don't want to be braggadocio. We're really...
I was going to say, hit those horns for that one.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, there we
Wait,
go.
I got to hit it together. There we go. All right.
Got some points there.
Yeah.
You know, really what we saw was a lot of people, they go to Huntersville or they go to Cornelius or they drive all the way to Charlotte for different modalities, for different technologies, for different treatments. And our real focus is just to try to put everything under one roof and all of the technology... the service providers from IV therapy to acupuncture to hyperbaric chamber.
That's all, like to go inside the dark tank and sit there? Like, is that that?
Well, ours is not. No, that's actually kind of a sensory deprivation float tank type thing. But ours is hyperbarics, which is high pressure.
Okay.
And there's
less panicky.
That, less exactly. panicking.
Okay.
Yeah. We have a huge window on ours. It's okay, it's good. Great. Ooh. It's they're very nice actually. Mm-hmm. So that was really the vision behind it. And really there's no silver bullet in healthcare. I mean, there's if there was one pill that you could take, it would be great. And then the whole industry would be gone because there would just be a pill industry. But the technologies, and we call it health stacking, you know, where you take a red light in conjunction with hyperbarics, in conjunction with, infrared sauna and cold plunge, and, you know, all of these things work together, you know, and we can delve into the science on all of it and how it decreases inflammation and creates acute stress, that your body increases in resilience from...
Like iron sharpens iron type thing.
That's exactly.
Huh?
That's right. Anyway, so that's kind of our niche, I guess, is that you can come to Opti and really have the best of just about every health modality out there.
Well, and these are specialized things. So where typically is, let's say, a person at in their kind of finding out what they need stages, right? Have they gone to a bunch of doctors already? You guys are a referral. Are they coming to you first or is it a mix? What's that typically like?
It's mostly people who have gone and tried different things in different places, and they come to us a little bit worn out, you know, from the fight, and they come in looking for something different. So I would say that's one key person that comes up, but somebody else comes in and they want to be a biohacker. They've done their research. They know that sauna cold plunge is great for them, and they've heard a little bit about red light, or they've heard a little bit about hyperbaric oxygen and don't really know much. So that's really fun because we can take them on a tour. We can do a meet and greet. We can talk about their needs and create a program just for them.
And is programs kind of, do people do multiple services most of the time, or is it one-offs usually, or kind of what's that like?
Yeah, so it's multiple services. I mean, like I said, you know, there is no one modality that's going to fix everything. So it's kind of this health stacking that we do. And we have memberships that make it very affordable so that you can come in and do multiple modalities in a day. I mean, we have members who come in and do four or five different things
right.
in an hour, hour and a half period, and they're back the next day doing, you know, mm-hmm. similar things. It's
and we have some older folks who are working on cognitive issues, and they spend up to 3 hours with us a day, which is pretty fun. They become family.
They hang out.
They do, and it's great.
So I'm looking. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. No. Go ahead, ma'am. I'm sorry, ma'am.
I had the chance to come out and visit the facility and you know, have a tour and spent a lot of time with you guys and talked to some of your patients, some of your current patients, and one of them that I talked to came for one specific thing, but then started exploring, and like you said, the stacking, right? Started trying some of the other things that you guys offer as well. So I think that's pretty special. And when you say there's no one magic pill, there's also like even two people who are experiencing the same symptoms, there's not one thing that's going to work for both of them too, right?
Exactly,
so
right.
It's about combining and coming up with the best treatment for each individual person. And I think that's what's special about what you guys do too.
Yeah. And I think we're more guides, right? We listen to you, we work with you, and we try to figure out, is this going to be your best option?
Mm-hmm. But I love the story about how you guys like came up with the concept of OptiHealth. Do you mind sharing that story?
Sure. So we have a big family. We have a big family through adoption. We have three biological kids, and then we've adopted five others. And
wow,
so,
very cool.
Yeah, in searching for the best things for our kids who were struggling, and that was both sets of kids, right? We went all over the U.S., and what was recommended for us was neurofeedback and hyperbaric oxygen. And so we started doing that and saw a huge difference in all of our kids.
And what's neurofeedback? I'm sorry, I'm not familiar, not to disrupt the
timeline. No, you're good.
The story.
Yeah, neurofeedback is a specialty of biofeedback, which really is you start with, it's kind of a process. You start with a thing called a QEG, which is just a mapping of brainwave activity. And then through neurofeedback training, you can alter brainwave activity by creating incentives for the brain to be acting in a different way. I mean, it's
like Pavlov's dog?
Yeah.
Very much so.
Mm, okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Or like your kid, you know,
Justin want a treat?
It could work.
I'm just throwing that out there.
It's non-invasive, and the treat actually comes from the technology that we use in watching your favorite show on Netflix with the video and the sound, and our brains are amazing. And we don't even know the full potential of our brains, but the reward structure of the brain is very simple. It wants what it wants, and it will comply when you give it the right incentives. And that's how neurofeedback works. And probably neurofeedback is probably one of the best modalities we have, because it creates a permanent situation in the brain. Because once it gets to a certain point, unless it is incentivized to change again, it's just going to stay there. Which is great.
And so I apologize for disrupting.
No, you're
just threw the whole thing off there.
You're so good. The other part of our story is my dad has dementia. And so we were researching the best ways to help people with cognitive impairment. And again, we came back to hyperbaric oxygen, neurofeedback training. We have specialized IVs that help with cognitive function. And that's kind of how Opti was born.
Yeah. So out of a personal...
A personal need. Yeah.
A personal journey. Need. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so what's it been like? When did you guys open? Kind of what's the journey been like since you guys opened the facility and kind of started rocking and rolling?
So we started last July with a partnership that didn't work out for a number of reasons. But
been there. Get it.
Everybody gets that. And so really since about October of last year until now, we've really been just kind of rocking it. And growing every month and adding. We have a partnership now with a physician, an MD. We brought on a nurse who runs our IV area. And then April 3rd, we bring on a young lady who is our neuromuscular massage therapist. We took her from one of the local competitors, and she's just a rock star.
So you guys were talking about that,
the neuromuscular massage. So I was saying I've had one before and it was amazing. Yeah. Just how it focuses on, like for when I had one, focused on the specific area I was having pain in. Is that what you're going to do as well?
And that's what she does. I mean, she's amazing. And she does cupping too. So that goes along with some of our acupuncture. So those again will stack on top of each other.
So for the massage real quick before we go to break, so one of our other core team members, Ben Daniels, he's got this like massage gun thing that like has a is that what it is? Is just someone holding it for me? Is that the what that is?
No, she has amazing hands. Okay. And I will say, she gave me the best massage I've had since I've moved to North Carolina.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right,
make my appointment now.
Stacy and Mike Sweeney of OptiHealth LKN, OptiHealthLKN.com. They're located in Mooresville. Membership style pricing. So if I look here on the website, wellness memberships, $349 gets you unlimited modalities. $239 gets you 15 modalities a month. Yep. Sounds like a deal. We'll play with some combos when we get back. Also want to hear a bit more about the story. I'm sure there's been some change. You know, we had a couple health things big in the world happen in the past few years. Mm-hmm. I would imagine some of that plays into this. We'll talk more about that. OptiHealth LKN. Coming back, fam.
Keep it right here. Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:47 and 57 seconds. That's what you got to do around here, because they timestamp you on everything. We're hanging out with OptiHealth LKN. We've got Mike and Stacy here hanging out with us. Presso. That's a treatment. That's a specific or treatment. Is that the right word? Is treatment even?
It is, or modality. You can call them whichever.
I do like modality.
I like that word.
That is slick.
That could be the word.
It's a sexy word.
That is, right? All right, Mames, you went into OptiHealth. You did a video here. Bill, let's put up the video here and take a little. Give me the walk. Is that the hyperbaric chamber right there?
That's the hyperbaric oxygen chamber. That is not me getting in there. That's one of your other patients. But That's me. I did the red light bed, which kind of looks like a tanning bed, but it's really good for you, which I enjoyed that. This is the compression therapy, the Flowpresso.
Oh, yeah. The Michelin Man suit.
Look so at that I thing. Did this, and they're like, it, you know, reduces soreness. Yeah, I fell asleep for 45 minutes. And they let me sleep.
Like a compression type thing?
It's like the compression, yeah. So if you've ever done the compression massage or like the things that kind of keep your blood flowing. Yep. Sometimes when you're in the hospital, they'll put those on your legs. Yeah, but it's
How cold is that cold plunge
55,
there too?
55, I think for the cold plunge. But yeah, it was absolutely amazing. That I wish I could just have that at my house and like strap me in before I go to bed. I slept so good. It like massages different parts of your body. So it expresses, expands and contracts while you're there. So it was very cool.
Do you guys limit the amount of people that come in at one time? Because this seems almost like a playground style with the amount of stuff you guys have, which would require a lot of staff.
You know, we don't have a huge staff, but we've got great staff. Yeah. So that's very, very helpful. But,
and we schedule people so that everyone can get a great experience. And sometimes we stack up and people are waiting, but most of the time it works out.
I have a couple of fears in my life. One of those fears includes being in a tight, dark space by myself. And so the chamber thing would make me a little bit nervous. Mm-hmm. What's the onboarding process like for you guys? If somebody wants to engage with your services and they call you up or they schedule an appointment, when they walk in the door, what should they expect?
You know, if they're coming for hyperbarics, that first exposure is going to be with our physician because it does require a prescription. And she's fantastic, Dr. Delina Bishop. But otherwise, for our other modalities, they just come in, they sit down with us, we kind of ask them what their pain points are, give a tour, and then come up with this might be your best scenario for us.
You were asking earlier about, you know, who comes in, and we have kind of the full spectrum. We have people who know the science already, and they know exactly what they're looking for. They're like, I want that sauna, I want that red light bed, and, you know, in and out. And then we have people who come in, and they're like, I have no idea what I'm looking for. I'm just hurting unit. And
that'd be this guy right here. So, I don't know. Fix me.
And so a lot of what we do is educating as well. And we do, you know, Stacy and I are both National Board Certified Health Coaches. And so we do a lot of education with people and, you know, and Google is helpful, but it doesn't always give you the right answers. And it sometimes is confusing. And that's really one of the things too, is if, like the first page on our website, we tried to say, you know, look, you know, there, when it comes to health and wellness and trying to level up and, you know, increase your performance in whatever it is, there's just all these road signs pointing to, you know, this is best, this is what you should eat, this is how much you should exercise. And we help to just sit down and just kind of straighten that out.
Simplify it.
Help you so that you can make it part of your lifestyle and not some regimen that you're following every day on, you know, I do this, then I do this. It's like, it has to be sustainable. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we help people do.
You talked about your story, how it was personal journey, kind of how this kind of all came to be, which is amazing. And almost more powerful, right? When that happens as compared to, oh, I just found this thing and it makes money, right? Like this is actually like a need. COVID was a big deal. Health has been a major conversation. Health insurance is going to continue to be. Healthcare administration is going to continue to be. How have you seen changes kind of directly impacting this business and things over even the past couple of years for you guys?
You know, I think COVID has had a huge impact, right? We see a lot of people with brain fog. We see a lot of people who are just chronically fatigued. And so that drives people into our business, which is, you know, kind of a sad way to get patients, but we can really help. And people feel better when they leave. We don't take insurance. And so I think that is almost freeing for our clients because then they have the ability to choose what's best for themselves.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I was just thinking that I think COVID actually, I mean, if there's some silver lining to COVID, is I think it really made people a lot more aware of their own health. And, you know, we couldn't rely on the system all the time because sometimes the system was overwhelmed. And so people started looking at, okay, I'm feeling horrible. How can I change this myself? I don't want to go to the hospital. you know, lots of things were closed down. So that has been perhaps a little bit of a silver lining, is that people are figuring out, I need to look elsewhere, you know, some other place than just pharmaceuticals, to live a better life, to live my healthiest life.
And we can help people be proactive instead of reactive, which is nice.
Catching in front of it rather than the back end and trying to correct. That's definitely the way what you want. OptaHealthLKN.com. You can check out the modalities, the major list of modalities here. All right, let's play a little mix and match game because I think part of it too, you mentioned Mames, you went there and hung out like 3 hours.
Yes. Yeah. So I did the red light bed. I did the compression.
The Michelin suit.
Yes, I did that. And I think the cold plunge. Yes, yeah, I did the sauna cold plunge, which I was the most nervous about. But right before I went in, one of your patients, who I think comes in every day, and he's much older than me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, if he can do it, I can do it. He was like, get in there, sit for like 5 minutes, so I made it three.
Yeah, and he puts his head under.
Yeah.
So he's a full donkey.
Yeah, but I felt like I could run the world when I got out of there. It was amazing.
It is amazing.
So for some of these modalities, can they be done every day, or are there some that you have to space out, like give a week in between, like you can't do it every day? Can all of these things?
Most of them can be done every day.
Like even do people come in and do the chamber every day?
Oh, yeah, and that's where the benefit is.
Oh, you're supposed to do it every day.
Yeah, a lot of times when we start, people will come in twice a day to do the chamber, give about 4 or 5 hour break in between. It's like some of the health stacking. And every time we do an oxygen modality, we couple it with red light. There's all kinds of science behind how the two are synergistic. And we've got protocols now where people are doing an oxygen modality, which either exercise with oxygen training or the hyperbaric chamber. And then they're doing NAD, which is one of the IV therapies, which is amazing for mitochondrial function. And then throughout the day, they're coming back and doing, more oxygen modality. So some of our folks can make it an entire day of modalities with longer IV treatments in the middle. And after a week or so of kind of that intensive, you're a totally different person.
I find it fascinating that you guys have acupuncture on here, too. I've always wondered about acupuncture. Is it hocus pocus, or is it really do stuff?
It really does stuff, and our patients that come in love it. Dr. Bishop is actually certified in acupuncture, so she's the one that does the acupuncture.
What would be a reason someone like that you find consistently where acupuncture is a good thing for somebody? Like, what are some of the things they've got going on?
I would say post-COVID, fatigue, chronic illness, and people who we have one lady who it just is for immunity. She knows that her immune system works better when she has regular acupuncture.
And then IV therapy. That's a pretty new thing, isn't that? It may have been around a while, but it's coming like consumeristic almost, where you're seeing these pop-up shops of IVs and that kind of thing. Can you talk to us about that?
Sure.
Yeah. So you can come in and discuss with our nurse your health needs, and we have micronutrient boosting capabilities. The NAD that Mike talked about is great for anybody who has a neurological issue. You can come in and have that conversation and walk out a couple hours later feeling much better. We have protocols developed by our physician, and there's really great communication with her as well, guiding the program.
Now, you're both coaches, is that right? Mm-hmm. Do you coach together, separately? How does that work if someone wanted to do some coaching? Or have coaching, I guess.
Both.
Yeah. We've done couples coaching in the past, which is kind of fun. But typically, if a couple comes in and they want coaching, the gal usually ends up with me, the husband with Mike, and then we can work on common goals.
And couples coaching is actually really effective. Because you think about this, if you've ever tried to start a diet, but your significant other is not on that diet, it's really hard to live one lifestyle and the person that you're with is eating and doing all kinds of. So if we can get on the same page and talk about, exercise and what they're eating and sleep habits and those kinds of things. And obviously, if both people are pulling in the same direction, it's much more effective.
And so the extent of the coaching, is it like nutritional coaching, lifestyle? Like, what is the coaching package like include or could include, I guess, because it's probably going to vary person to person, I would guess.
It does. And we have several different packages. So we have an executive coaching package that includes all of our metabolic testing, all of our cognitive assessments, and baseline nutrients assessment. And so people have all these metrics, and then we can go based on that. And we always use wearable data, too. So we use an Oura Ring or a Whoop band. And then we can see how tiny habits impact their sleep and their heart rate variability. That's where we see lasting change.
And it really is about that lifestyle. Like, it's not just a one-off. It doesn't seem like you guys are hey, come in, pay $29.99 and then leave type thing.
Right.
Not a quick fix, right? It's a lifestyle, like you said. Yeah.
And it's all guided by the client, right? So what their goals are, and then we come alongside and try to help them with that.
There's certainly more and more options like this coming out there. And I'm sure you guys are aware of that, right? You guys are savvy business folks as well. Yep. So you see competition and you see things like that. What would you say separates you from everybody else?
That's a great question. I love that question, actually. I think it's because of our background with health coaching, our understanding of the science, and safety is a huge thing for us. All of our staff is certified in everything that we have. They're very knowledgeable, which I hope other places have, but I know that we have. What else would you add to that?
I think it goes back to what we talked about in the beginning, is that we have really created a comprehensive facility, program, where a lot of our competitors, they do a good job in what they're doing, but they offer two or three things. We have tried to put all of it under one roof so that it's, you know, you don't have to go anywhere else. And it really is, you kind of mentioned this, it's about sustainability. You've got to be able to make this part of your life, and not just something you're trying for 30 days.
Mike and Stacy Sweeney, Opta Health, Opta Health LKN, OptaHealthLKN.com, located in Mooresville. Check them out. Thanks, guys, for coming.
Thank you so much.
That's Morning Pep Talk for Lake Norman, Statesville, with Justin, Bill, and Mamie, now on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:06. Happy Friday to you. Happy Good Friday to you. Thanks again to Mike and Stacy Sweeney of Opta Health LKN, OptaHealthLKN.com. Sounds like you had a great adventure there.
I did. I had a great time.
And there's a lot of things going on that could be the answers for some people, because I know that right now in this day and age, right, in a post-COVID world, a lot of people are still looking for answers and trying to figure things out. And
yeah. And
regardless of COVID, you want to know, like, what's going on with your body.
Right. And I would say, I mean, I wouldn't even call those unconventional treatments. I would just call them, like, different than
modern,
new
age
modalities. I love that word.
Modalities is fresh. That's a fresh word.
That's a great word. But yeah, just having other options too for your optimal health, which is what they're named after.
If you miss the segment, you can go back wherever you get your podcast or watch your videos, all the social platforms. We will post the clip, so you'll be able to go back and check out Mike and Stacy and hear their story and their journey and learn more about Opta Health LKN. Britain's got a laser.
Okay.
Is it Britain? Is Britain the UK? We talked about this before. Britain and the UK are one. They're
it's UK. Yeah.
It's like a nickname.
No, UK stands for United Kingdom, and I think that includes maybe
There's
Wales,
some other people.
Wales, maybe.
It's like a subgroup.
Yeah.
A committee.
I don't know why we don't do geography of the day. I could really use it. I don't know the answers to lots of these things.
That would actually be a great segment. Geography of the day, and do like a random place.
Where's this country?
And just a briefing. That could be a great segment. Dragonfire laser weapon is what they're calling this thing, though.
Dragonfire.
It cost $130 million to make. That seems like a cheap price tag for being able to annihilate entire cities.
With a laser. That seems like futuristic stuff.
Bill's got a video here. We're not going to play the audio because we don't know how UK people talk. But let's go ahead and pull this video. This is a real thing. As far as I know, right? Like, this isn't just my timeline. This isn't just Frank's timeline. This is really, like, making lasers. And what they've now developed, I think, is one that can shoot from, like, a satellite or a drone or something in the sky, some type of device. And boom! They can just literally shoot a laser from the sky.
So it's coming from the sky to the ground, because this picture, I couldn't tell which direction it was coming from.
Oh, wait, no, maybe it's going up.
Is it coming from the ground and shooting things in the sky?
It's coming from the ground and shooting up.
Okay.
Okay, so it is See, so this is the part of where the country or the designer that figures this out can control the world. How do you bend the laser? That's the question.
A mirror, giant mirror.
You got to almost set up something, right? Like, look at this. They're practicing in the middle of the ocean as if there's a pirate boat, and they can shoot this laser.
Now, that direction came from...
That came from the sky.
From down. So it sounds like they can hit it from all angles.
And that...
Just strap on that device.
Yeah. Wow. That's wild.
Look at this.
Oh, it's coming from a plane.
And then they're taking down aerial drone planes with the laser here, too, in this video. This is really great radio, by the way, right now.
Yeah.
but the point is, Britain is closer, at least publicly, than anybody else that I've seen on this.
Hmm. That's crazy.
And so here's
Oh, one got eviscerated. It blew that one up.
They're CGI blowing up stuff now with their lasers, really showing the possibility
here. Watch this video for the rest of the
day. Here's what's crazy to me about this laser. So $130 million to make, I'll be honest with you, I think, isn't that like one like B bomber jet is like 100 something million or even billion for one of them things? So for them to be able to make this laser for $130 million, but the cost to kind of keep shooting it, It only costs $13 every time
they shoot this. I know, that's crazy. That cannot be right. $13?
That's like how much they spent on Snickers bars in the year.
That's how much I spent on coffee and donuts this
morning. Right? Like, you can literally make that a line item in the budget. No problem. World domination, $42. Like, that easy.
You get a chance to miss one.
Yeah, you got an extra one. You got an extra stone in the sling there if you needed it. My gosh.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Is this a good thing or bad thing that Britain's got this?
I've never thought of the UK, too, as like a military superpower, you know? Of like,
well, they did control America.
But that was hundreds of years ago.
People don't forget.
Yeah. I wouldn't have thought that they would be the one to develop something like this. Or maybe they're the ones that got caught.
I was going to say,
found out that they were developing. Maybe everybody
surely
else.
We've got this as well behind the scenes. Because, you know, we'd be sneaky like that.
Yeah, it costs like $1 million to fire at once.
Though. Well, it's like Waffle House. You gotta pay for the people.
You gotta pay the people.
You gotta pay the people to make it happen. That's how it goes.
$25 an hour.
I'm just saying, like, look, the cost comes into play. Hence the 130, you know, the 130 million. Yeah.
Pew, 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 pew.
Is that Star? So basically, is it like the Jetsons? You know, I think the Jetsons took place in 2020s, right?
2015, like, I think, is when.
Wow.
Or was it 2020?
Because they had lasers in the Jetsons, right?
Yeah.
Did they have lasers?
We have a lot of stuff that's happening now that.
Ray guns.
They did have ray guns, yeah.
Star Wars obviously had it. What year was Star Wars? I don't recall from the beginning
of far, far away. I'm not sure if they even used the Gregorian calendar. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're on that Iranian calendar?
Similar.
Not sure.
I believe the planet is Bunta Cantabla. Sector 4?
That sounds right. That sounds right.
Geography right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a galaxy far, far away.
So they've actually been developing this since 2017 to this laser. So this didn't come out of, you know, COVID.
Right.
Like, let's protect the world or anything like that. This has been on the game. So lasers, right, have been on the forefront for a while, is what this is basically saying. There was a video we saw that we don't have today that Frank did show me. Ben had told Frank not to show it to me, but Frank did show me. They can bend certain kinds of lasers that they're playing
they
with
can.
Now in kind of, speaking of OptiHealth OKN, like a chamber, like a hyperbaric kind of chamber where they literally are bending these lasers.
Mm.
That's the next step to this.
Okay.
You can bend this thing. Imagine you can hop over the pond real quick and take care of something.
That's
scary.
That's scary, yeah.
That's the part that makes me nervous.
That is scary.
You shoot one laser at, you know, we live next to a nuclear power plant.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting deep. Pull out of this one. Yeah. Get out of this one.
All right. Talking about the future.
Yeah.
I got a story for you. This guy, it's 2024, but this guy's living in 2034.
Okay. Life hack. I like
it. Yeah. Our 3024, I would say he's way ahead of us. He's way ahead. So it's a 74-year-old man who thought the traffic was going too fast by his house.
Mm.
So he wanted to slow him down. So he puts on a vest, a hat, like a police looking at. He's not impersonating a police officer now. He's just putting on a hat from, like, the local police department, one of the vests that a crossing guards would wear, and he's got his hair dryer out.
Looking like a speed gun?
A speed gun.
That's a smart move.
And he said, yeah, he just said that people were going too fast. He was worried about his wife going out to check the mail. People driving too fast by the house.
So he just stands out there all day?
Stands out there.
That's sweet. So he basically stayed out here to let his wife across the street? Is that what it is?
Just to slow traffic down in general. Kind of like how my dad likes to sit on the dock and just yell at the boats, no wake zone!
That's a real thing. You got to be careful with that.
Oh, it's one of his favorite things to do. Yeah, so he's out there.
So he's training.
He's training people to know that, like, yeah, you got to
slow down. Don't do it through. This is a speed zone. This is a speed check zone.
He's just got a hair dryer.
That's pretty smart.
I like it though. I drove by and I saw that. I would think it was, yeah, they were tracking me.
Would you do this on 77?
Soon he's going to be.
He's going to get
right to your front right.
Yeah. Ocular.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he's going to get the lasers out. I just think that's the smartest thing I've ever heard of. Traffic needs to slow down.
It's probably working.
I'm sure he tried some other things first, but maybe this was his first idea too. I like it.
Definitely some concern of him eventually taking it too seriously. Like he thinks he is a police officer.
I actually did write a couple tickets today.
I mean, I'm going to pull you over. Hey, you see me over here. Come on. You see me.
Oh, we're going to do this the hard way?
Yeah.
All right. I'm grabbing the...
When he gets the blue light on his car, starts chasing people down for speeding, writing tickets.
It would definitely be a bicycle.
A bicycle. Oh,
it definitely would be a car.
Bike cops.
A moped.
You got to be careful with the bike
moped
cops.
Moped cop. Yeah.
Bike cops are for real. You don't ride a bike as a cop unless you've got some confidence to yourself. No?
I don't know. I've never.
I mean, you got to have some swagger to handle it on from the bike.
I guess so.
We got to get a look at the streets after all this traffic talk coming up next.
Stay where you are.
There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, LKN. 818. Been a minute. We got to get a look at the streets for traffic real quick.
Okay.
RideICATS.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way you commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You do it with Jeff in the HOV lane. Jeff is off today, but Jeff is here. Jeff, good morning.
Hey, Justin. Streets are looking good. No accidents to report. Things are flowing. People are just having a good time, waving, eating apps, driving their car, not texting. Nobody's breaking for the lake. But there are lasers falling from the sky. Back to you. Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate that. RideICATS.com. Today's Friday. Typically on Good Friday, don't know, but you would be able to go to Hickory today. Call ICATS. Find out if they're still going to Hickory today. It's only a dollar from your front door out to Hickory, a dollar back from Hickory. Killer deal. Thanks, Jeff. We'll talk to you Monday. Have a happy Easter. Happy Easter. RideICATS.com, alternative transportation.
That's great traffic. Thanks, Jeff.
Teacher of the month. Today's the day.
Today's the day. We're going to announce the winner.
We're going to announce the winner, and it's going to be by random selection.
It is random, yeah.
So here is the deal. Teacher of the month. We announced this contest that will continue. It's not just a one-off. This is month over month. We are very grateful for teachers. You've got teachers in your life, got teachers in my life.
That's right.
I said, wait a second, let's celebrate the teachers. And then there was other community partners who came along and said, let us help you celebrate the teachers too. Mm-hmm. Nina's Boutique, $50 gift certificate for the teacher that's selected. Brighter Smiles of Davidson, free gentle whitening treatment for the teacher that's selected month over month.
Right.
And here's the deal. You go to WSICnews.com, you go to WSIC News Instagram, you go to LKN Memes Instagram, you'll find the form. It does exist. And it's really simple. It's literally name, school, email. Not making you write an essay.
No.
Not trying
no
to.
Essays.
No. Because every teacher's great. Mm-hmm. Mostly. But every teacher's great.
Every teacher that's nominated is amazing.
The best of the best.
The best.
And so if you get nominated and you aren't selected, don't fret, don't frown, your name still stays on the list for future drawings.
Right. So you could still win next month.
You could.
The month after that.
Or the following. So if you know teachers or you're a teacher, you should nominate yourself. If you don't know that you're nominated or not, go ahead and nominate yourself. We'll know if you're nominated or not. And that's fine. And so we're going to pick a winner.
And there's no limit to the number of teachers you can nominate. If you got four kids in school, you love all their teachers. Nominate all of them.
And if they're in like high school, then they really got like 12
lots
teachers.
Of teachers.
They got
that's
like a
true. Few I didn't
teachers.
Even think of that.
Like,
yeah.
Now you're talking endless. It's like Hunt Brothers Pizza right there. You know what I mean? You got unlimited combos. My gosh.
Hunt Brothers. That's a throwback.
So we'll draw. We'll the magical wheel that is the selector will do the drawing at 8:45.
Oh, man, that's coming up soon.
It is at the end of the show.
The end of the show, yeah.
Yeah, so exactly. That'll happen there. So Teacher of the Month, again, WSICnews.com, WSIC News Instagram, LKN Memes Instagram. Go there. You'll find the entry form. Submit the teacher for continues. And there's more partners coming on board with it as well. And so, you know, some great opportunities to show some love back to teachers.
Yeah.
$50 Nina gift certificate. You using it?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to do that. Is this a Nina's?
This is Nina's.
You got Nina's yesterday. You got Nina's today.
Today. Probably tomorrow.
Elizabeth has good taste.
She does.
All right.
Does.
And you do too. So
well, she really helps me. Yeah. And she and I have like, we're about the same size and stuff. And so I go in and I was like, how does this fit on you? And she goes, she knows what size I need. She knows exactly what
it's
I
concierge
need.
Concierge level.
Yeah. And Jasmine at Brighter Smiles, she knows what she's doing too. So yeah. Great, great combo, two great partners, great women.
The Brighter Smiles of Davidson, if you check out her Instagram and like the stuff they can do with teeth.
Amazing.
Pretty good.
Amazing.
I drink a lot of coffee, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing, yeah. So I'm going to have to go in and see her soon too.
All right, so that drawing will take place at 8:45 again. Sign up, keep going, and
Nominating your teachers. Yeah, teachers are heading.
I'd probably say 8:47, 8:48.
That's probably a fair assessment because we'll go to, yeah. No, Bill's right. Bill's right. 8:48 and 46 seconds.
Something
you can
like
do it
that.
Right then, yeah.
Let's do it right exactly at that point. So if you're not in the room, 8:48, 46 seconds, check back at 47 seconds, we'll still be here.
Yeah, we might say it more than once, but listen, just stay with us. Hang with us. It's Good Friday. You probably get the day off. Lots of people have days off today, so.
They do.
Just hang out with us.
Are they going to Dunkin' today?
I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do.
I berated you a little bit on your Dunkin' before. I didn't mean to berate you.
It's okay.
I hope I didn't offend you.
No, it didn't offend me. I knew as they handed me the cup, I was like just embarrassed.
Embarrassed, but now I'm wondering if I should be worried because I did see here Dunkin' is now having alcoholic drinks. Is that right?
Yes.
Spiked Dunkin's North and South Carolina?
Yes. So Dunkin' is revealing, and you know, we're heading into April Fool's this next week.
Is it?
Yeah. April 1st is
next week. I never liked that.
You don't like April Fool's?
Mm-mm.
I'm wondering if this is an April Fool's thing, but when I clicked on the link, it was actually there. So they have, they're going to start selling.
Haha, gotcha, hacked you, Link. Is that what you meant by click the link?
Like, no, it was like you could really order it.
Oh.
Like you could actually order the spiked coffee and iced tea. So it's been called Dunkin' Spiked. They're advertising as daytime or evening drinks you can enjoy year round. So probably not in the morning when I'm in here having a Dunkin'.
Is this like a competitor to like Bailey's Irish Cream kind of thing? Is that what they're trying to do?
It's 5% alcohol. And yeah, so they have like iced tea and then they have their dragon fruit and their mango flavors. And then they're going to have iced coffees too with 6%. Jeez. Caramel mocha and vanilla.
I heard Bill through the glass. Oh, wow. On that one.
A lot of work.
I would try one of the coffee ones.
Would you try it?
I mean,
but
I would
see,
try.
It's not going to be spiked with, I mean, it's going to have like that malt liquor probably in it. I don't know.
I like Bailey's.
You do?
Because I don't drink beer. Like, that's just personal.
No,
like,
I don't either.
I just don't drink beer. Where this, like, 5%, right, is a beer alcohol by volume, I assume, right? Like, that beer and wine. And, but the coffee, I could maybe, you know, hey, get a little loose on a Saturday morning, hanging out, watch the sunrise?
No, maybe.
Is that too early? I got a problem?
I don't know. I did. You can enter the win a year supply of Dunkin' Spiked. Of course, I entered that one. So we'll see. We'll see if I win.
Is this like the Eggo pancake house?
Maybe.
Speaking of, let me see if I can register for that.
Maybe we'll win a year supply of Dunkin' Spiked, and we'll just be in here having a good time every morning.
Dunkin' Spiked Studios?
Yeah.
Be okay. I'd also be okay with the Eggo House of Pancakes.
Pancake Studios.
Let me check and see.
Turn the whole, our little round table in there into a waffle.
Yeah, let's think about the dates that are available. So there's do not have any dates open for applying for the Eggo House right now. So I'm assuming we didn't win. I think it would have been this weekend, would have been the second round trip.
So. Yeah, so now we're putting all our eggs.
But you guys be ready if I call you later.
Bag is packed.
To call the audible.
I'm ready.
I think it sleeps up to 8.
Here for it. Come on, family, let's go.
Hop in the RV and drive on down to Gatlinburg.
Let's go.
Take our dunk spike. Do you think Eggo would let you bring in the spike Dunkin' with you for your stay? Surely they're not dictating that.
I'm sure they don't. They don't make drinks, do they? Eggo drinks.
The trifecta would be staying there during the eclipse. I don't know why, but just the thought of staying in the Eggo House during the eclipse. Maybe more so because free Whoppers.
Free Whoppers for the eclipse. So Burger King.
These are my people, baby. This is my people. Burger King, char-broiled, solar style.
Yeah, so Burger King's giving away free Whoppers for the solar eclipse. And I only read the headline, so I'm going to have to go through and see what the deal is. You have to be a Royal Perk member. So I guess that's their app. And you text Eclipse to 251251. And then you can get a buy one, get one free. So it's not actually like a free, you have to buy one.
You get
one
a free burger, but.
But on April 8th. You and a buddy, you go to Burger King, you get two burgers, and you watch the eclipse.
The market is genius. This burger as the eclipsing of the sun.
Yeah.
These are my people right here.
This is just so fun.
Last time you had Burger King?
Probably when I lived in Shelby.
Like 14 years ago?
over 10.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, more than 10 years.
How have you been able to stay away from it?
I cannot even smell Burger King without my stomach hurting. Like, just come in contact with the restaurant, drive by it. Like, I can't do Burger King.
So my number one, as you know, is Wendy's.
Right.
As far as QSRs.
Fast food.
QSRs.
QSR is quick service restaurant. Okay.
Yeah, fast food.
Okay. So your number one is?
Wendy's.
Wendy's. Okay.
My number two, it's a tie.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell's one of the ties.
And the other one would be...
McDonald's.
McDonald's?
Nope.
Chick-fil-A?
Nope.
Bojangles.
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 Burger King.
Really?
Yeah. I love their charbroiled burgers. I think they're good.
They are tasty.
I like the charbroiled burgers. I'll give me a little Junior Whopper action. Just clean. No pickle, no onion. Walk away. Have me a good day right there.
No. So my number one fast food would be Dairy Queen. which we don't have one.
Like you're getting chicken tenders and fries from Dairy Queen?
No, no,
or
no,
you're
I'm
talking about soft serve? You're getting a burger from Dairy Queen?
Mm-hmm. The burger, fries, and a, I love their fries. They're like the super crispy ones.
Mm.
Yeah. Like it.
I personally, like Dairy Queen wasn't like my thought of like food.
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly a sweet treat. Don't get me wrong there. Yeah. A dip soft serve cone. I think they're like the OG.
Oh, yeah. So you get the burger, the fries, the cone. You have to eat the cone first because you're in the car and it's going to melt. So you eat your ice cream first.
I like this.
That's actually a smart plan.
And then you eat. And then you're pretty much full from that. So then you don't eat as many burger and fries. So
you think that
hack the system.
That they could dip my burger like they do the ice cream dipped cones? You know, just kind of
dip it in?
Into the chocolate.
Mm.
And then just pull it out and then it gets all... nice and crisp. And
I mean, I'll just say what I always say. You can do whatever you want.
I love it. Y'all mind dipping that?
I'll have a dip burger, please. I'm going to order that next time I'm in Denver because that's where the only one is.
No, just dip
the one
it.
Left. No, stick it. No, I mean, right in. Direct.
They got that strawberry dip, too. That might be good.
They have the pineapple dip, too, don't they?
Oh. Wait a minute.
The yellow. Isn't the yellow pineapple?
I'm hungry this morning now.
Or butterscotch. Is it butterscotch or pineapple?
You gotta know. You gotta know the difference there.
No, those are interchangeable. Those
that
are
tastes the same to you.
Butterscotch and pineapple. That's the same. There's no
exactly the same.
Dealer's choice. Like it's literally not a big deal.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right. So Burger King and the Eclipse. That's awesome. So you gotta get the app. I assume it's the Rural Perks is probably free though, right? Like Burger King.
Yeah, I'm sure it's free. Yeah. You just download the app. You and a buddy, or get two Whoppers. Hey, go
is that,
wild.
Is that whole downloading apps and getting deals kind of thing, is that still alive and well?
I like
people,
it.
People
I use
still
it.
Doing that stuff?
Yeah, I use it. Love the Chick-fil-A
It seems
app.
Popular. It seems like something that
you
is
got,
there
You
got to
participate.
I'm
right.
a platinum member at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, gosh.
Look at that flex.
Even with the antibiotic chicken?
Even with it, yeah.
You're not worried about the antibiotic chicken?
No, I don't care. I need more.
It actually saves me a step. I don't have to go to the doctor.
To the doctor.
I can now just get my antibiotics direct. Going to have Joe Berg, WSIC sports director, host of The Scoreboard, up next. Going to look at the weekend. NCAA, did anybody see Carolina lose last night? That probably messed up some brackets. I'm still up. I got UConn going all the way.
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good Morning LKN, 8:34 on this Friday. Good Friday. Hope you're having a good one this morning. And maybe got some plans with the fam this weekend celebrating Easter. Let's bring on Joe Berg, WSIC sports director, host of The Scoreboard. As of Monday, we'll be airing 5 to 6 p.m. Today's Joe's last day of 6 to 7 p.m. Joe, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
NCAA tournament, Merle Madness Challenge. If anybody entered into the bracket challenge with WSIC, the winner gets a 4-pack of tickets to Merle Fest. Joe, how's it looking on the scene?
Man, I think everybody's bracket got busted last night.
Because of Chapel Hill.
Because of Chapel Hill. Mm. And for me, at least, for me, because of Iowa State. I did have Iowa State winning.
Sure. So when you picked them in the beginning, though, I knew not to pick them. That was...
Well, you know, it's the NCAA tournament. Anybody.
You never know. You're making this up as you go. The other game that surprised me last night was definitely Clemson-Arizona, right? I mean,
yeah.
was that an upset by all accounts.
That was a big one, too. You know, I didn't even think that Clemson was going to be able to get past game number one. And now here they are on their way to the Elite Eight.
Shows you never know.
Never know. You know, a team can get hot. Like, NC State got hot. They weren't even supposed to make the tournament. They win the ACC tournament. They win their first game. They win their second game. Here they are in the Sweet 16 today.
Sweet 16. So we could see here three teams in the Elite Eight from the ACC. Is that right? Is it three teams, or we got more than three still?
It should be three, correct.
If State wins. And if Duke wins.
Well, Duke wins, yeah, that would make it three.
Okay. Give us the rundown then. Where we stand with the tournament? Is this the last weekend? But or no, it'll be another week, right? Because the championship game won't be until the next weekend, right? I assume
it's on a Monday usually.
On a Monday, so a week from this Monday will be the championship.
Correct. So we'll have the Elite Eight on Saturday and Sunday. You have the Final Four next weekend, and then on that Monday we'll have the championship game.
Okay, so now with where things are looking at, give us the rundown for the rest of this weekend. Who's playing who, and where do you think it lands?
So right now, we have more Sweet 16 games tonight. So starting right after my show here at 7 o'clock, NC State's going to take on Marquette. That's going to be game number one. Then you got the number one seed Purdue taking on Gonzaga. Followed by that, another one seed's playing Houston is taking on Duke. Creighton and Tennessee will finish the night 10 o'clock. They're playing out in Michigan. A little weird to start in 10 o'clock in Michigan, but those teams are going to be playing on Sunday. So we already know what our Saturday matchups are. We have Illinois taking on UConn, and then the surprise of the Elite Eight, Clemson taking on Alabama.
Is there anybody left in the tournament you believe that can take down UConn?
Yes, I think Houston's got a good chance if they get there. I really like Marquette, the way that they play. The Big East really is different, as
they're built
the
different.
ACC. Yeah. You know, those two conferences really run college basketball right now. So either of those conferences, any team out of there, Duke could do it. You know, any given day, somebody could get hot and you could have an upset.
I you guys know I'm really big into sports. Like, mm-hmm. Nobody knows sports more than me. One of my favorite ESPN 30 for 30s, the Big East. That was one of my favorites. Patrick Ewing back in the day, that Syracuse-UConn rivalry, as far as college basketball goes, one of the most elite rivalries in the entire sport. So it is cool to see UConn, you know, kind of making this big old push through the tournament, just dominating the scene right now. Joe, what else is going on? Look, people are sick of basketball. They're calling me. They can't stand it right now. All these parlays, all this betting going on, millions of dollars, but they want to know they want to show some love to Charlotte FC. That's really what they want to know about. What's going on with Charlotte FC? Anything fun this weekend?
So yeah, they're going to be at home again this weekend. They'll be taking on Cincinnati tomorrow at 7:30. Kind of a rough few games that they had. They tied. Yeah, matches. Whatever you can. We're in the U.S. We'll change it.
I just did that to mess with you. Go ahead.
We'll change it a little. So matches before today, they actually won their last game, but before that, they lost two in a row and then had a draw. So they weren't looking too hot after the first couple of days of the season, but getting that win last weekend, now they play Cincinnati this weekend. Maybe they can continue to win and build some momentum, because when you look at the standings right now, it's just too early to really get anything from that, because there's still a lot of shuffling that's going to happen. So just getting hot and getting a few wins. I am always big on getting your wins and getting hot early in the season. Get a lead, separate yourself from the bottom of the league. That way you do have a bumper, so that in the middle of the season, if you go on a 3-game losing streak, you have a little bit of a gap so that you're not falling in the standings.
I mean, it makes sense. It's logical. It sounds like you've been coaching on the pitch for quite some time, Joe. What about NASCAR? You got NASCAR going on this weekend. What do we got?
So we do have NASCAR this weekend. Actually, they're playing on Sunday, or they're racing on Sunday. They race Easter Sunday at Richmond. It's a night race, so 7 o'clock is when that one's going to start. You can catch it right here on WSIC starting at 6 o'clock. I think the favorite right now is still Denny Hamlin, tied with Christopher Bell. So a couple of short track guys that are the favorites right now. And then you got, obviously, your other guys like Kyle Larson's going to be up there. He's going to be a favorite. I expect Kyle Busch to turn things around eventually, and Richmond might be the place to do that.
Is Denny Hamlin going to win a championship this year?
I wouldn't say that he's the best driver out there right now. I got a couple of guys that I think would win the championship before him this year. Number one, the 24 of William Byron has had a stellar start to the year. And, you know, he was put in a weird spot at the beginning of his career. He was a NASCAR iRacer. He was racing on his computer. Everybody knows the story. He was given a chance by Dale Jr. And then he was put in the 24 car, you know, only a couple of years removed from Jeff Gordon being in that car, a fan favorite for years. And now he's starting to come into his own. He won the Daytona 500. He won the Circuit of the Americas. So I like William Byron right now, as well as actually Ty Gibbs. I know he's young, and I know he doesn't have any wins under his belt, but he's having a stellar start to the year. And you never know, with the playoffs and the way things are in NASCAR now, he could be competitive at the end of the year.
Joe Berg with his eye on the young guns. Speaking of the young guns, what's going on in the local scene these days? Basketball is over at the high school level, or
basketball is finito. Yes, we are done. We gave out our state championships. Unfortunately, the team close-ish to our area who was the best was Hickory. They went into the playoffs undefeated, and they lost in the regional round. They didn't get to play for a state championship, unfortunately. And nobody else hyper-local was able to get a basketball state championship. Lake Norman made it pretty far. The women's Lake Norman team also made it pretty far, but nobody was able to break through.
So now we look to spring athletics. Includes baseball, men's soccer. That's in the spring, I believe, as well.
Tennis as well.
And tennis as well, lacrosse. Yeah. So what's the scene looking like across for the high schools as they gear up for the spring sports?
So we've been focusing pretty heavy on baseball right now because we have a couple of teams in the area that are ranked really well in North Carolina. South Iredale, they have had a really good start to their year. Unfortunately, they dropped a couple to Hickory Ridge, which kind of hurt their ranking, but they were ranked 52nd in the state of North Carolina. And then you had Lake Norman High School. Lake Norman kind of dominates when it comes to sports, whether it's football, basketball, baseball. They're also ranked, they're 74th in the state right now. Unfortunately, nationally, though, we don't have a single North Carolina team ranked in the top 25.
Well, we'll get there eventually, right? We'll just keep going. That's just what you do.
You got to keep winning.
You got to keep winning. Shohei Ohtani. Is he winning still, or what's his whole deal? I saw this drama about his translator and gambling, and then it became this whole thing like connecting him to Bruno Mars, and I don't know where my timeline went from there.
Yeah, so the Shohei Ohtani thing, it's concerning, you know, and this is what happens when you bring gambling, legalized gambling, to sports. It's going to become a story because somebody's going to get involved with it. Now, to what extent Shohei Ohtani was involved in gambling is still unknown. You know, at first, his translator said that he was paying off, that Ohtani was paying off his gambling debts. And then Ohtani said, I wasn't paying any gambling debts. My money was stolen from me. And then he went and had a press conference where he basically doubled down on that and said, I have no idea what happened. My money got stolen. And apparently this translator is not a very honest man. He lied about working for the Red Sox and other baseball teams. So it's a really interesting story that's developing. We're just really hoping we don't have another Pete Rose situation on our hands.
And this is why I say it over and over and over again, Joe. Baseball is just one of those sports that means absolutely nothing because it shows you the kind of drama that can come from it. And it's just, he's got so much time on his hands. Shohei Ohtani being a $1 billion baseball player that he can gamble and lose hundreds of millions of dollars by standing around on a field. And it's quite amazing. Living the American dream. Joe Berg, WSIC Sports Director, host of The Scoreboard, as of Monday, 5 to 6 p.m. today. Catch the last 6 p.m. So, Joe, we appreciate you.
Thank you.
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:48. Happy Friday to you. Happy Good Friday to you. Not sure what your plans are for the weekend. Maybe you're going to celebrate a little bit. Happy Easter. Also want to celebrate our teachers.
That's right.
Teacher of the Month. All right, it is time for the first drawing for Teacher of the Month here at WSIC, the contest. Thanks to Nina's Boutique, $50 gift certificate to the winner. Also, Brighter Smiles of Davidson, free gentle whitening treatment. Again, this isn't a one-off.
Right.
This is going to continue month over month over month. If you know a teacher, if you are a teacher, submit them, WSICnews.com, WSICnews on Instagram, LKN Memes on Instagram. Plenty of ways for you to find out and connect and fill out the form to submit the entry. But now's the time. We've got to actually
pick. Time. It's time for the winner.
We've got to actually pick one. So what we've got here is a magical wheel where Bill has put in the numbers and the entries, and we'll let technology, AI, decide who it is that's going to win.
A future wheel.
Lasers.
Laser wheel.
All right. The winner is number 32.
All right.
Number 32.
Number 32 is our winner. Who we got for number 32?
32. Give it to me. Come on now.
We've got Ellen Moyer from Shepherd Elementary School.
Miss Moyer.
Yes, Miss Moyer from Shepherd Elementary School. Congratulations to Ellen, who appears to be a, I believe, fourth grade teacher at Shepherd Elementary School. Miss Moyer, congratulations. We'll be in touch with your letting you know that you have won Teacher of the Month. And let me see here who... She did not submit herself.
Oh, wow.
Someone nominated her?
Someone nominated her.
She impacted someone.
Oh, that's great.
That's right. Looks like an Aaliyah Wilkinson nominated her. And so she is a fourth grade teacher, I believe. Yep, fourth grade teacher at Shepherd Elementary School. And so, again, we're so grateful for our teachers. Mm-hmm. We absolutely believe in you and
we send you
support
strength.
You.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Shepherd Elementary School, located in Mooresville.
Yeah.
Motown.
Is that a charter school?
That's a good question.
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know the Mooresville schools that well. But congratulations to her. So she's getting a $50 gift certificate from Nina's Boutique in Cornelius and Antiquity. And then she gets a gentle whitening treatment from Brighter Smiles of Davidson.
Looks like they're the Eagles, Shepherd Elementary. Hmm. They got the, it looks like an eagle is their mascot, at least from what I'm seeing here. And they're actually enrolling right now.
What a good day for her, though. What a good day for her. Spring break's happening. Hopefully she's heading into spring break for the weekends. Good Friday.
Oh, she's going to come back to school with the glow up.
Oh, yeah. New outfit.
Right.
White teeth. She's going to be looking good coming back after spring break.
It's very exciting.
So maybe a little tan. It's going to have some nice weather next week.
The students are going to notice.
Oh, yeah. She's going to be the coolest teacher in school. That's for sure.
Congratulations, Miss Moyer, and congrats to all the teachers out there. Know that we're grateful for you. And again, you can submit. Find out next month if you're if you'll be the winner. We'll do another drawing next month.
Yeah, and if you're a local business too that wants to partner with us on that, we'll be glad to add you to the list too.
Always,
everyone wants to celebrate their teacher, celebrate our teachers.
It's hard not to.
It is hard not to.
But you got to do it intentionally.
Yeah.
So that's what we do right now. We do things very intentionally, very systematic, very direct approach. Everything's planned. What's that?
Yeah.
Just kidding.
We always know what we're doing here. Always.
Always making things up. That's for sure. All right. So we went through Sasquatch today. We also talked about Burger King, I think, as the number. Mamie admitted that is her number one fast food restaurant. Yeah. One thing we hadn't gotten to on the food spectrum yet here, little concerning, might not be concerning. 7-Eleven. They got big plans. I have heard in the past when you make hot dogs, you're supposed to save the water to increase the flavor for the next batch of hot dogs.
What?
And so I think 7-Eleven has gotten word of this.
I think so, too.
Because they're planning to sell hot dog-flavored sparkling water.
Oh, no, baby.
Yeah. So this is what tipped me off to maybe we're heading into April Fool's season. Because I'm hoping that this is not real. Because nobody wants this. Who's going to buy not just hot dog-flavored water, but hot dog-flavored sparkling water?
So it's got the bubbles in there,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, it's got all the bubbles in it.
Oh, that's a bad burp.
Mm.
That's a bad burp.
But they said the hot dog flavors are a twist on one of its most beloved snacks, which is the Big Bite hot dog. And the Big Bite hot dog sparkling water is also going to include ketchup and mustard flavors. So you know it's good.
I don't like the color of the can.
It does not settle well. It just
looks like a big hot dog.
That was clearly
it's
the point.
So... No, I really hope they are really going to sell this because I'm going to buy it and make you drink it.
Yeah, if we find this is definitely...
Where's the closest 7-Eleven? Target? Over by Target?
Yeah, I think so.
Going. 5. Going. Monday morning.
I have real hesitation about even trying. Like, you know, I'm usually down to try something.
Yeah.
the idea of goozling hot dog flavored water, sparkling water at that, which I'm already not a fan of sparkling water. This does not sound good.
How much would someone have to pay you to drink the entire can?
I mean, not much. I'm still a cheap date. I'm just like buy me a regular water, like, you know, and then I can chase it with it, you know, and then I'm good. I think I'm good at
you
that.
You do it like they do the hot dog eating competition.
Yeah, dip it, you know. Let me dip the can. It's better. Pour it together, you know?
So bad. So bad. So I'm really hoping this is an April Fool's joke. I guess we'll find out.
No, this is very serious.
This is really happening.
Well, technically, if it's an April Fool's joke, don't they need to release that on April Fool's?
I don't know. I'll be interested. I'll be at 7-Eleven. When do they start selling them?
Today.
Today?
Get them as early as today.
I'm going right after the show. Find me.
Straight on
find
over
me there.
To?
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to walk in there in the tent. You're going to give me that hot dog
that
water.
Hot dog water.
The attendant's going to be like, what are you talking about?
And I'm just going to turn my computer around and show them the article I found.
Then what they're going to do is they're just going to take one of the hot dogs on the little hot burner.
Uh-huh.
Dip it in the water. Here you go, ma'am.
Even when I make hot dogs, which is not very often, I don't boil them.
I like a good
grill
boiled
them.
Dog.
You do like a boiled dog?
I'll grill, I'll boil. It depends on the situation, like with the kids. I'll microwave a hot dog. Mm. You ever microwave a hot dog?
No.
No?
My dad does, though. Yeah.
It's easy.
I know.
Boop, beep.
My dad has been eating the same breakfast my whole life. Yeah, he microwaves eggs in the morning.
Wow, there's a hot dog.
Yeah, he microwaves his eggs in the morning.
You microwave eggs?
He microwaves, yeah, like scrambled, like not scrambled, it's like a fried egg almost, or over.
What does he do, put it like on a plate?
He puts it in a bowl. I don't know, he's got some system. He's been doing it my whole life, yeah.
And he microwaves it?
And he microwaves it.
And then he eats it?
And he eats it, yeah.
Is there still yolk?
It's a little bit runny, yeah. It's like an over medium, over easy kind of egg.
Wow.
I know.
That's a life hack right there. Yeah. Saves you a lot of cleanup. It's the cleaning of the pan that gets me.
I think that's why I started it. Well, my dad didn't ever really know how to cook when we were younger. Then my mom went back to school and we ate a lot of hot dogs. A lot of hot dogs. My mom went back to get her. She went for a very extended time. I think she went to get her undergrad first and did really well and was like, let's get my master's. And then she's like,
keep going.
Let's just get another one. Let's just keep going. So.
Hot dog and
mac
and cheese.
She was in school from like I was at 12 until probably 30. She just kept getting degrees. So she did a great job though.
Is this kind of like also a potential health kick thing? Because you want to eat a hot dog, so you want the flavor of the hot dog. So you drink the water that tastes like the hot dog. You trick your belly into thinking it's full. Ipso facto, life hack.
I just want to see somebody who can down an entire can of.
Chug it?
Yeah.
Without vomiting?
Without like just straight chug it. Yeah.
Hot dog water.
Yeah.
Just think about it for a second.
I'm excited about this. I'm real excited about this.
Just can't picture a can cold.
It's got to be
like
room
a freezing cold, like frost on the can. Like
I don't. I think
that's
it's
like
have
leftover
to be,
hot dog water. Then when it's cold.
Yeah, I think it's gonna have to be like room
temp.
Yeah,
you gotta keep
you
those
it.
Things. Just throw them outside. Yeah, keep them. Let the sun beat on them.
Yeah, it needs to be warm, right?
Yeah, it needs to be warm.
It's one thing to like have a visual graphic of it, but to think of like an audio commercial, like a TV commercial, step into the delicious world of hot dog water.
Hot dog water with ketchup and mustard flavoring too.
When it hits your lips, it's going to be like a ballpark Frank. No?
No.
They can't. Well, ballpark Frank is a brand. They can't do. They can't.
Sold Bill. I think he's buying some.
You into it now?
Yeah, six pack.
Did I just sell you?
No. No.
What about if it was relished?
Mm-mm. That's even worse.
I just don't think I'm in the hot dog water.
All right, here we go.
I think
onion.
That's my line.
Onion topped.
No.
Mm-mm.
You ever put mayo on your hot dog?
I have not.
No, I didn't think you could do that.
People do that. Yeah. I don't. I mean, I know people that do, but I don't.
What? Now, Rob loves some roller food, though. That's
roller
what we call
food?
It. That's what
oh,
we call
from
it.
The
gas
yeah,
station. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he does love some roller
Quick
food.
Quick stop.
Yeah, the QT roller food. Mm. Yeah, he'll do that.
Nice blue collar lunch right
there.
Is
he a Sheetz guy?
I don't. Do we have a Sheetz? I don't think we have a Sheetz.
Don't you?
Here.
Don't we have a Sheetz? Oh no, that's a Quick Trip right there.
Yeah, QT. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He goes there.
Is that
the spot?
Yeah. If he's super busy at work, he'll just pop in QT.
Give me a dog.
Some roller food. It doesn't even have to be a dog. Now it can be any of the stuff that rolls.
Any of them.
It's a good one.
It's the Petro right here on 28, right near McAllister's. Mm-hmm. Is that a Petro still?
I don't know what
is that
is.
A Petro still right there? They have in there the breakfast burger.
Mm.
So for Rob, I'm just throwing that suggestion out.
It's a little too far for him to go, though.
The Petro, that quarter mile makes a difference.
Having to make that left, I don't know.
It's three stoplights. That's
well, you say that, but really, lunchtime, trying to make that left over the bridge.
Oh, 28's a mess.
Yeah, it's your whole lunch break just trying to get there and back.
Yeah, probably 28 and 150 are two of the most difficult of roads to travel at.
I actually did a poll on Instagram. Yeah, I think 151, did but it? 28 was number two.
I believe that. Yeah, probably between
Sanford in there too.
Sanford can't. Yeah, Sanford can be definitely a parking lot. Yeah, 150, Sanford, Catawba, 73. Those are probably your top four.
The worst. Yeah, yeah. I said you couldn't include 77, so you had to like.
Oh sure.
Yeah.
Surface streets.
Yeah.
You had to go surface streets.
Right. Right. Side roads.
Side roads.
Yeah, that's paved. What I call them.
Paved.
The highways and byways.
Thanks again to Miss Moyer for doing what she does as a teacher.
Yes. Congratulations to her, too. And thanks for who nominated her, too. So
absolutely. So we'll be in touch with Miss Moyer. Maybe we can get her on the show. We'll try to. Okay. If she doesn't want to, she doesn't have to. And that goes the same for any teacher that wins in the future. We're just grateful. Thanks to Nina's Boutique again for donating the $50 gift certificate, as well as Brighter Smiles of Davidson for supporting with the gentle whitening treatment. Joe Berg up next, guest hosting the Home Ad Show, which again, as of Monday, will be hosted by the Patrick Reynolds. Excited about that. Excited about the future. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Have a happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Thank you, Jesus.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Everybody enjoy the time with your family. Love you, my kid.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.